It's spoiler in time this week on the show that takes all the hard work from Cord Killers and uses it to watch things and talk about them. We are going to talk about The Larry Sanders Show, episodes 3 and 4 of season 6, As My Career Lay Dying and Pilots and Pens Lost. We're going to talk about episode 3 of Lovecraft Country and episode 4 of Star Trek Lower Decks. I'm Tom Merritt. He's Brian Brushwood.
Yo, how do we want to begin?
I almost want to save Lower Decks for last, but that would go against the order of the world and universe. So we're going to start with the good thing. We're going to start with dessert. Star Trek, Lower Decks, Moist Vessel. Ugh, horrible name. Wonderful episode, in my opinion. What'd you think of it, Brian?
The show only gets better and better. Like, I love it more and more and more. Like, if I'm not mistaken, they even, like they set up the idea of cleaning up the holodeck, but then they never show it, right?
They show her emptying the canister.
They just show her, later on, they show her pulling canisters out, yeah.
It's a good show.
It's a good show. Well, and the idea of having, punishing Ensign Mariner is not new, but having the captain decide, I know what'll punish her, I'll promote her. I was like, oh yeah, that's genius. Like, she obviously adores just being unaccountable at the lower decks level. You bump her up to the upper decks and now she hates it. I thought that was a nice device to really, like, what would, everything seems to roll off Mariner's back, right? So what would finally get to her? Like, trying to, not even giving her responsibility because she'll just slough that off, but like making her have to sit through meetings.
It's funny because my youngest, or younger 12 years old, is already into it, but my 16 year old is really on the fence. Like, my 12 year old digs Rick and Morty specifically because of the naughtiness to it, right? But my 16 year old doesn't like it at all. Full stop. Like it's like pulling teeth to get her to watch any of it. 16-year-old watches Lower Decks. Like, there's something, just the right amount of wholesome to it. Mm-hmm. Like even though it's
irreverent.
There you go. That's the word. It's the right amount of irreverent, and she digs it.
Yeah. By the way, I did not realize that Jerry O'Connell of Sliders fame is the voice of Commander Jack Ransom.
I didn't know who he was. I just saw his name in the credits, and today's the day I found out that's who he plays.
And I liked an episode that was less Boimler focused. Boimler's just one of the gang in this one. This is all about Mariner, and she's my favorite, so of course I liked it.
Yeah. No. It's like, I mean, it's bad commentary for the two of us to just constantly say, it's a good show. It's a great show. It's a good show. But
well, now, if I might.
Okay, thank you. Please.
I am enjoying the ideas of Star Trek Lower Decks. I love the concepts at play here. And I've said this in weeks past, as someone who's Star Trek blind, don't know anything, I just get these flashes where it's like, if this was written agnostically, if this was written just as a sci-fi thing away from Star Trek, this would be better and for more people. And I
have to believe you when you say that, Bryce, because you haven't watched a lot of Star Trek, if any.
And I believe y'all when you say
who's
that.
I've seen a lot of Star Trek. I'm looking at it and I'm not seeing an overly large amount, and certainly nothing essential that requires Star Trek knowledge. So I'm curious where that disconnect is.
It isn't any structure. You're right, Tom. It's not any major structural things that go unexplained. And it's CBS. They know how to set stuff up. So you were working with commercial breaks and
is it just the fact of it is in front of you?
I think it's when those moments happen. That's why it's just flashes. I think it's when those happen. They're not invisible. I can tell, like, oh, this is like, I'm sure, a reference to something. Those make those moments just empty. They're like just air. And that makes the pacing of stuff just a little imbalanced.
Brian, I want to ask Bryce to do a science experiment for us.
Okay.
All right.
Bryce, if you're willing, and this is work, so you can say no.
And I mean, just do us a favor, watch all of Star Trek, all of
it by Monday,
and then come back and let us know how you feel,
and let us know if it changes things for you. That's all. That's all. No, what I was going to say is, when you watch this coming week's episode, could you write down what those moments are?
Yeah, I'll take notes. I'll take notes because you're right. Like, the problem is we are not even talking past each other. We're not even looking in the same direction.
And I think probably one of two things will happen. Maybe something I'm not anticipating too, but it'll either be, you'll say, this is the moment, and I'll go, yeah, but that doesn't relate to Star Trek. You're just thinking it does, right? Which would be like, that's a bias that creeped in because you know it's about Star Trek, which is still a problem, right? If it wasn't about Star Trek, you wouldn't have that.
Right.
Or it will be you pointing that out and me going, yeah, I really didn't think that was that big a deal, but you're right. Like, that sticks out more than I would have thought. It's going to be one or two, or maybe both.
Yeah, I'll take some notes when it comes out on Thursday.
It is one of those things where it's like just knowing that there might be some part of this that you're not getting. Anytime you don't get a thing, you're going to want to attribute it to like, oh, that's one of those things that I guess I don't get.
Right. It's because I think part of it is I maybe don't trust it enough to leave things unsaid. And so if there's a gap, I'm making the assumption that they're relying on shared knowledge. But equally, if this was, say, just completely brand agnostic, I think a lot of that stuff would be really cool because it's world building that isn't super expository.
That is
really good. And so it's a thing where, yeah, you're right. I can't even judge it. So we'll have some science work this out next week.
I will say that, like, my 12-year-old, you know, doesn't mind not getting certain aspects of it, but my 16-year-old is a completionist and doesn't like not knowing X, Y, or Z. But my 16-year-old also doesn't like the darkness in a Rick and Morty episode. So to her, she loves that same pacing, same gotchas, same twists, just not without the ugliness.
Without going as far. That's interesting. All right, any other thoughts on Star Trek Lower Decks?
It's great.
Yeah, it's pretty good.